Good morning. I'm Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, on our video stream at facebook.com and x.com and the Bull Falls Radio page. The time is 9:07. Very mild start here in north central Wisconsin. Plenty of sunshine, a few clouds out there, but a lot of sunshine, and the temperature already up to 72 degrees. And took a deep breath. Very busy first hour of the program. Thanks to everybody for joining us. Pat Kreitlow in our first segment, Brittany Merlot talking about the weather, and then, of course, Jay Cricks and John Garcia from North Star Restoration and North Star Builds for North Star Knows every Thursday here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour, we will be speaking to a member of the D.C. Police Department who is there on January the 6th of 2021. Daniel Hodges. He'll be speaking to us at 9:34 this morning, and he's going around the state talking about his experiences, and we're going to speak to him today. And I think, again, it's a good day to speak to him, because today is the day that Donald Trump returns to the United States Capitol. He did not get to the Capitol on January the 6th. According to some of the testimony, he wanted to. He lathered up a lot of people, but then in the end did not, after his big speech, go to the Capitol. He went back to the White House, and we saw what happened on January the 6th. And a lot of police officers were put into significant danger, and one of those was Daniel Hodges, and we'll talk to him about his experiences coming up at 9:34. But also, we are down to our last 2 days of the Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. We've been doing it last week and now this week, and we give you every other hour, seven times a day, a lot of chances to win. 7 a.m. with Pat, 9 o'clock here with me, 11 o'clock hour with Jane Matinere, the 1 o'clock hour with Todd Alba, 3 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn, Crudy and Dom and the Devil's Advocates at 5, and then in the 7 o'clock hour during Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. So, again, lots of chances to win, but we're running short of time today and tomorrow. And then after that, the grand prize will be drawn. But every hour, we give you a chance to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And then everybody who is part of the contest, who sends in their text with the keyword, they will be part of the grand prize drawing with two winners, a choice of one unique summer staycation. Complete with gas to get you there and back, including Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including pontoon boat, Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So again, just fantastic prizes, but the only way to win is to send in that keyword. And right now we're going to give you the keyword for this hour. You have the entirety of the hour, but the best thing to do is to send it right away, because doggone it, why wait? You may be called away for some work duties or get a phone call from a family member. You know, don't wait. Do it right away. But our keyword for this hour is sun. Not your sun, but the sun in the sky. S-U-N. Sun is our keyword for this hour. Sun. So what you have to do is open up your Civic Media app, and then you'll see all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. The fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. Click on Bull Falls Radio. And then on the text button, all you have to do is three letters. I mean, so simple. It's as simple as flicking on your turn signal. So send in sun, S-U-N, sun, for your chance to win a prize for this hour. Again, the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, the daily prize at the end of the day. Drawing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and the grand prize. Again, we'll be drawing the grand prize coming up at the end of tomorrow, a unique summer staycation getaway. Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Sun is the keyword. Again, and we change the keywords for every time that we play the contest. So this is only good for this hour. So get the job done before the end of the hour, and hopefully one of our listeners will be a winner of the hourly prize and the daily prize and the grand prize. So even if you win the daily prize or the hourly prize, you'll still be part of the final drawing coming up at the end of the contest tomorrow evening. Okay, so sun is the word. And again, if you don't have the Civic Media app, it's real easy. It's free. Just go to your Apple App Store, go to your Google Play Store, search Civic Media. Real simple to download, real simple to use, and it's just really great because when I pull up on the phone to listen to what we have on the air, the quality of the sound is great, and it's so easy to contact us. You got a button for an email, got a button to call, got a button to text. So again, even beyond this contest, it's a cool piece of equipment to have the Civic Media app. Before we go any further, we haven't really heard from this guy today because we've had so many people coming in and out. We should charge admission to the show because then we could really bring it in. But no, first hour on Thursday is always very busy, and of course, appreciative of Pat sticking around after his show to join us. So we kind of get into that discussion quickly. Then, of course, we have Brittany come on to talk about the weather. And then, of course, we have North Star Knows. And sitting back very patiently, sitting back just waiting for his opportunity to join full bore into the show is our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. And Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jed.
Are you during that first hour getting really, you know, saying, boy, I want to jump in. I got something to say here. I'm ready to get involved. You have to sit back and push the buttons and hook us all up and get us on the air. None of the glory. You do
you
all the
hard work.
You
always have to be ready just in case. Yeah.
But how are things going?
Pretty quiet, actually. Not really doing too much since anything that goes is now over. Getting ready to celebrate Father's Day this weekend with the whole family. We're going down to Wautoma. Either a down or up. I can never get my directions.
I think Wautoma again. That's a good question. I think it's down. I think down okay. To Wautoma.
No, we went to Wautoma a couple weeks ago. We did have the whole family together, but just as a little. Actually, I think it was for Mother's Day, actually. Yeah, it was for Mother's Day. And now we're going back to Wautoma to celebrate Father's Day, only going to a different restaurant.
And I have pulled up Wautoma, and it is south. You have to go down 39.
Okay, so it is down.
Yeah, you go through Stevens Point, you go through Plover, you go all the way down. And then just north of Hancock, you take a turn on Highway 73 and then go southeast to Wautoma, just south of Wild Rose, south of Waupaca, Waiowiga. So that's from here at our station, that's about an hour and 15 minutes. So
yeah,
a little bit of a trek.
And it really is a beautiful country down there.
Yeah, and that's one thing about Wisconsin. I drive around a lot for broadcasts, and just even when I get away, and it really is. And I've driven around the country, and there are certain areas where it's just, you know, it's just a long grind. I mean, there's really nothing out there. There's
sometimes
nothing interesting. But here in Wisconsin, I mean, it's really with the trees and with everything that this state has, even going back to what the glaciers did. I mean, when I get towards Eau Claire, when you go through some areas that you can just see where the glaciers were, that they carved out of some of the granite, and you have to drive through a sort of mini tunnel from Chippewa Falls to Eau Claire. I mean, there are just a lot of interesting sights to be seen when you travel around the state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. There's a little bit of everything in Wisconsin. It's not quite like Illinois or Iowa, because that's mostly farm country. But nothing against that, though.
No,
absolutely. Anytime you go through a vacation and you have to, well, for my family, go through a family vacation, if you drive through either Iowa or Illinois, you know, it's a lot of farm country, and there's really not too much to see when you're traveling through the state. There is quite a few of the wind turbines. And those are always cool to see.
Right.
Especially when they're working.
No, you're right. And but that you see when you especially get to the planes, a lot of the spinning of the blades.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. And by the way, have you made any decisions on what your next theatrical show is going to be?
Well, there has actually been an official announcement by the River and Woods Theater Company that toward the end of this month and into next month, they'll be having auditions for their annual Shakespeare in the Gardens. So they'll be doing a show for kids and a show for adults. So for kids, they'll be doing A Midsummer's Night's Dream. And for the older actors, they'll be doing a classic play, the Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, interesting. Are you a Shakespeare fan?
I've read quite a bit of Shakespeare in high school, but I've never actually done one myself. So this would definitely be an audition I'll have to look into. I've never actually done a Shakespeare in the Park before.
All right.
First time for everything, right?
Well, that's one of the great opportunities that folks have that, to kind of get out of the comfort zone once in a while.
That's right.
So very, very good. The time is 9:18. Coming up, we're going to have a sports update, though. Mosinee High School baseball team was in action yesterday at the state tournament. How did they do? Did they advance to today's state championship game? We'll talk about that and more coming up. And then again at 9:34, we'll talk to a member of the D.C. Police Department who was there on January the 6th of 2021. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21. Currently a very pleasant start here at our studios in downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Fair sky, 72 degrees. Again, expecting to be a rather warm day, but pretty dry. Slight chance of a thunderstorm later today, but then a lot of sunshine tomorrow. And still dry on Saturday as we get into the Father's Day weekend before a chance of some storms Saturday night into Sunday. We'll keep you up to speed on the weather as we continue. But also sports. And yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers were victorious yet again. The Brewers complete a three-game series with the Toronto Blue Jays, winning 5-4 at American Family Field. Christian Yelich, former MVP. Boy, he earned his pay yesterday. He was 3-for-4. Scored once, also had an RBI. Willie Adames had a two-run homer for Milwaukee as well. Tobias Myers. these no-name guys for the Brewers just keep on pitching well. Myers got the win. He went six innings, struck out four, allowed just one run. Toronto made a late rally. It was 5-1 going into the last couple of innings, but they were able to come back to within one, but the Brewers able to earn the victory. And the Brewers are off today. Then they will take on the Cincinnati Reds for a weekend series starting tomorrow night at American Family Field. And the Brewers continue to have a very significant lead in the division. In fact, the Brewers now 40-28 on the season. They have a 7-game lead over three different teams. You got Cincinnati, the Cubs, and the Cardinals, all 7 games back. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are 7.5 games back. So you got four teams you can throw a blanket over. And then you got the Brewers, 7 games up. I mean, I don't think anybody really expected it, but it's been a fantastic start. We'll talk more Brewers with Mike Clemens tomorrow on the program at 8:35. Also yesterday, high school baseball, the WIAA State Baseball Tournament at Fox City Stadium just outside Appleton. And in Division II, Mosinee, number one seed in the state tournament. They've been among the top-ranked teams all year long, made it back to the state tournament, and yesterday took on number four-seeded La Crosse Logan. And Mosinee, they gave up a run to La Crosse Logan in the first, but then it was all Mosinee after that. Mosinee would go on to win by a score of 8-1. So that means Mosinee advances to the Division II state championship game today against Madison Edgewood. Madison Edgewood got past Kettle Moraine Lutheran by a score of 4-3 yesterday. So, again, the Division II state championship game later this afternoon, Madison Edgewood and Mosinee at Fox City Stadium. Also yesterday, it was the Division I state semifinals. DePere defeated West Scotia Central by a score of 8-1, and Sun Prairie East over Oak Creek by a score of 11-4. So that sets up four state championship games going on today. Division 4 will start things off this morning. Northwood Solon Springs against Oliva Strum. That will be followed by the Division 3 state championship game between Kenosha St. Joseph and La Crosse Aquinas. Division 2, as I said, Mosinee against Madison Edgewood. And then they'll wrap up later today with Sun Prairie East against DePere. So, number one, best of luck to Mosinee. The Mosinee softball team made it to the state championship game last Saturday in Madison, came up just short in their hopes for a state title. Now the baseball team will try to finish things off and have a big celebration back home later today. But just need a W against Madison Edgewood today. Also, as we get to the end of the high school sports season, yeah, baseball wrapping things up, and also girls state soccer. And today, the Division 4 and Division 3 state semifinals going on in the Milwaukee area. Division 4 state semifinals in girls soccer, Regis McDonald against Cedar Grove, Belgium, and the Prairie School takes on Kiel. Division 3 semifinals, Rice Lake versus Plymouth, and Catholic Memorial taking on McFarland. So, again, as somebody that does so many high school sports broadcast. In fact, this school year, I did a little counting, did 135 high school sports broadcasts this year. So taking a little break, but still, it's always a little bit of a sad feeling when the school year comes to an end and the sports year comes to an end, and you're seeing some of these student athletes you really enjoyed finishing things up and then moving on to their next level, perhaps, or even just seeing their athletic career come to an end. One of those outstanding seniors who just graduated, just finished off a multi-sport athletic career from Mosinee, Tristan Wickland. She'll be with us tomorrow. We were supposed to have her on Tuesday, but she was a little bit under the weather, so she's been going to Appleton for the state baseball yesterday and today, and she'll join us tomorrow at 9:06 here on the program. So Tristan Wickland, a state champion with the Central Wisconsin Storm, girls volleyball conference player of the year with Mosinee, and then part of the state finalist team with Mosinee on the softball diamond that just finished up last week. So Tristan Wickland with us coming up tomorrow at 9:06. And finally in sports, I know a lot of folks are keeping an eye on the United States Open Golf Championship. It got underway early this morning at Pinehurst number 2 in North Carolina. Getting off the tee very early was Tiger Woods. In fact, Tiger got off to a very good start. He birdied his first hole, and he was still one under par through his first 6 holes, but then Tiger would bogey his 7th hole and his 8th hole to finish his front 9 at 1 over par, and then just finishing up his 10th hole of the day, Tiger had a bogey. So now Tiger Woods is 2 over par through 10 holes in the first round of the United States Open. He is tied for 46th place. And looking at the top of the leaderboard, it's a multi-major championship winner, two-time United States Open winner Brooks Koepka at 2 under par. Frenchman Matthew Pavon is also 2 under, and Isaiah Salinda is 2 under. They have all pretty early in their rounds. Koepka finished 9 holes at 2 under. Pavon has finished 7 holes. Salinda has finished 5 holes. And then a logjam at 1 under par so far, including Sergio Garcia, Tony Finau as well, and a lot of different other players, but those are some of the big names at 1 under par. And everybody's basically just getting underway, and only half of the players are out on the course, because there's another half of the full field of more than 150 that will be teeing off in the afternoon at Pinehurst number 2. So again, one of the big golf tournaments of the year, the United States Open, getting underway today at historic Pinehurst number 2. The time is 9:28. Coming up, we'll get an information update. We'll find out what's going on in news, weather, and sports. We do that at the top of the hour and the bottom of every hour here on Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media. And then after that, we'll have a special guest. As coming up, we're going to talk to one of the D.C. police officers that was there on January the 6th of 2021, Daniel Hodges. He'll be joining us coming up after the information update. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. A quick note. Got a text from Rob in Tigerton. And if you're heading west on Highway 29 near Leopolis Road, it's closed because of a crash on the westbound Highway 29 in the town of Herman in Shawano County. So if you're heading west on Highway 29, please be aware of that. That is going on currently. The time is 9:35, and right now we're very happy to welcome to the program a special guest, Officer Daniel Hodges of the D.C. Police Department, and he was on hand back home. Hard to believe how time flies, almost 4 years ago on January the 6th of 2021 during the Capitol insurrection. And Officer Hodges is actually in Wisconsin today, talking to folks around the state of Wisconsin. We're very happy to welcome into the program. And Officer, first of all, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Hey, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Before we begin, Officer, I just want to make sure that folks know that you are speaking in your personal capacity and not as a representative of the District of Columbia government. I just want to let people know on that. But I guess the first question that I have for you, I wanted to ask you to compare the day before. What were you doing the day before in your role as an officer at the Capitol? Did you work the day before on the 5th of January of 2021?
I think I did.
I just wanted to say, what was during the normal course of your work, what did you do?
Well, I mean, leading up to January 6th was 2020, and we were I was working the Black Lives Matter protests and riots all that year. So that was a big law enforcement backdrop to that. And then obviously with the election, there were protests and rallies surrounding that. So we had already worked multiple big Trump rallies leading up to January 6th. So as far as we knew, January 6th was just going to be another one of those days. And obviously it was not anything but one of those, a normal one of those days.
there had been, you know, obviously the rally that the then president had, and there was, I think, some rumbles about potentially some protest and some activity going into that day. What were you expecting? Because there was, I think, again, the talk of protest in Washington, D.C. What were you expecting?
I was expecting another rally. It was weird, obviously, because most candidates for office don't hold rallies after they lose an election. However, I know I was a bit nervous personally because I had been reading, you know, chatter online about plans for violence, but there was nothing, you know, concrete, nothing actionable on my end in terms of intelligence. And as just a lower level officer, we didn't receive any specific intelligence from our higher ups. So I just went in there, you know, thinking it's going to be another protest, another rally. There could be some violence. And if there is, we'll take care of it. And it blew up from there.
Where were you when the activity, the insurrection started? Where were you at the Capitol? And maybe you could describe, you know, the early moments of the troubles.
Sure. My group are what's called a civil disturbance unit, which is just a group of officers who are tasked with handling First Amendment assemblies. We started at around 7 a.m. that day, and we were put on Constitution Avenue, which is near the park called the Ellipse, where Donald Trump held his, you know, quote, rally. We were out there. We watched everyone file in just from Constitution Avenue, listen to Trump talk, and then towards the end, everyone started flowing out in the opposite direction on Constitution Avenue toward the Capitol. Usually when these things end, everyone just sort of goes their separate ways, but they were all going toward the Capitol, or almost all of them were going towards the Capitol in like one cohesive group, which is odd. And then, but we didn't, we couldn't just leave our posts, so we stayed there and listened to the radio as things got more and more out of hand at the Capitol, until eventually we were told to come and back up officers who were at the Capitol. So once we got that order, we got on our gear, our extra protective pads, and made our way toward the Capitol grounds. We walked across the Capitol grounds because we couldn't get right next to the building. And at that point, there were so many people that they were so aggressive and dense that we were attacked before we even got to the building. You know, we had to fight our way toward the West Terrace to join the defense there, and it was then that the violence really took off.
As time goes by, I think sometimes stories, no matter what they may be, change. People try to paint a different picture. As the last 3.5 years have gone by, have you seen that at all? That, you know, in terms of people trying to, for lack of a better term, give excuses or say it wasn't as bad as it really was. How bad was it that day for you and your colleagues?
I mean, yeah, there's absolutely been a change of tune, particularly from the GOP. They were powering and running for their lives. We didn't have that luxury. Me and my colleagues, we had to fight. Even though the Republicans were very, very much afraid for their lives, and in the immediate aftermath, they said the right things. They laid the blame at Donald Trump's feet and the people who attacked. But now that they're afraid of the political repercussions, they're changed their tune. They want to make it seem like it wasn't a big deal, that it was a Fed insurrection or whatever they call it now. And as for me and my colleagues, yeah, it was horrible. We were exposed to terrible violence. I thought I was going to be killed or maimed a few times that day. But we did our job. We defended the Capitol. We didn't defend one political party or another. We defended everybody. And thanks to our efforts, the transfer of power was able to take place.
Again, we're talking to Officer Daniel Hodges, who was there at the United States Capitol on January the 6th of 2021 here on Bull Falls Radio. Why are you speaking out?
Well, I get tired of hearing it. I hear every election cycle that this is the most important election of our lives. But honestly, this year, it's absolutely true. The stakes are never been higher. Donald Trump has said that he wants to be a dictator on day one, and if he loses, there's going to be a bloodbath. He's openly stated he wants to overturn the Constitution. These are the fundamentals of our democracy and of law, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that he does not get back in the Oval Office.
A lot of Republicans and conservatives talk about their support of the police and support of officers such as yourself. When you hear a lot of that talk and at the same time they're supporting Donald Trump, what kind of dichotomy does that send to you in terms of saying that, yes, I support the police, but a man that lit the match for an insurrection, they're supporting all the way to return to the White House?
Yeah, those are some impressive feats of mental gymnastics, really. I don't know how to square that. I can't. You know, it's like when they were waving the thin blue line flag on January 6th and then immediately beating us with it. How do you make sense of that? I really can't. But it makes sense to them. It's comfortable for them to signal that they support law while supporting several times indicted felon.
Is it actually an interesting day to be speaking to you, because today is the day that for the first time since 2021, since January of 2021, since that day where many were injured and ultimately led to the loss of life and the incredible damage to one of the symbols of democracy in this country, the United States Capitol, today is the day that walking in those halls, walking and talking to members of Congress will be the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. Is that difficult to know that he's going to be there and being welcomed with open arms by a number of the members of Congress after what happened just 3.5 years ago?
It's truly incredible. It's incredible how little shame he has. Because he knew. I mean, he knew they were armed. The Secret Service told him when he was on the lips that these people are not going through the metal detectors because they have weapons on them. He said, they're not here to hurt me. And then he sent them to, and he told them to fight, and he sent them to the Capitol. If I was him, I would be too ashamed to show my face there. But the man has no shame. So that's just who he is.
People that you worked with that were injured, and I think in the stories that we have heard, it's been more than even physical injuries. It was in the aftermath, the emotional scars that go with being at an insurrection like that, at the Capitol, and seeing fellow Americans breaking through barriers and attacking officers in the Capitol. In the communication with your colleagues, again, how difficult has it been for a lot of the people that you work with?
I mean, everybody handles things differently, right? I can only really speak for myself with authority, and I can say that I've been very fortunate, both physically and mentally. I'm not going to say there's been no effect whatsoever, but I'm still here. I'm still working the job, and I work through any difficult memories I have. Others, I know plenty of others have sought professional help. I know that I can't conclusively draw a line between the deaths of some officers and the events of that day, but there were suicides in the MPD and Capitol Police following the events of January 6th. It's been difficult for everybody.
As I said, you're speaking to others in the state of Wisconsin today, and obviously you're speaking to many people around the country as we are now in 2024 heading towards an election. What is the ultimate message you're trying to send to people you talk to that want to hear your story, want to hear your perspective? What is the ultimate message that you think that people need to be aware of, to think about in the next 5 months before heading to the polls?
Because there's been such an effort made to whitewash the events of that day, to downplay it, to lie about what happened, I'm here to be a living primary source of the events of that day. I'm here to tell people what actually happened. I'm here to tell people that it was real, that the stakes were real, that the risks were real, that a sitting president of the United States attempted to thwart the will of the people. And I don't think we should give him another opportunity to get it right this time.
Officer Daniel Hodges of the Capitol Police, who was there on that very, very, very dark day in our country's history back in January of 2021. Number one, thanks again for the work that you do every day, and thanks for speaking out. As part of a democracy, I think we all have a voice that needs to be heard, and we appreciate hearing your voice here today.
All right, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Again, that's Officer Daniel Hodges from the D.C. Police. And again, speaking on in his personal capacity, not as a member of the government, but in his personal capacity. And again, he is speaking to folks around the state of Wisconsin and speaking again about his experiences that, again, and I think it's important to underline that we see a whitewashing of history at times. A whitewashing of history where all of a sudden, well, it wasn't really that bad. Well, it really was that bad. And it was sparked by the former president of the United States, and he wants to return to the White House. And today he is returning to the Capitol for the first time since that day. And he's going to be welcomed with open arms by the Speaker of the House and others in the Republican side of the Congress. And I think that's a very, very sad statement indeed. The time is 9:48. Again, you have an opportunity. If you haven't already, make sure you send in the keyword SUN for our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Again, on the Civic Media app, just open up the Bull Falls Radio page, hit text, and then just send that one word, three letters, S-U-N, SUN. And you have a chance to win an hourly prize, a daily prize, and the grand prize, the Summer Staycation Getaway Package. Coming up, it's our daily history lesson, including our Number of the Day quiz with Ian. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:51, Thursday morning, temperature already into the low 70s. It's going to be a warm one today, but again, summertime here in central Wisconsin. It is the 13th day of June, middle portion of the month, almost here already. Day number 165 of 2024. There are 201 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1884, on June the 13th, the world's first roller coaster opened at Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York. It was called the Gravity Pleasure Switchback Railway. The car traveled at 6 miles per hour. On this date, in 1920, 104 years ago today, the United States Postal Service ruled that children may not be sent via parcel post. So you cannot send kids through the mail. On this date, in 1927, a ticker tape parade was held in New York City for aviator Charles Lindbergh. And for many years, in the early part of the 20th century, Charles Lindbergh, known as one of the most popular, most heroic people in America, that would change. He was one of the leaders of the America First campaign during the beginning of World War II. And then, of course, if you ever read a really good biography on Lindbergh by Scott Berg, and I've read this book, talked about his secret family, secret families in Europe, including Germany. And just, you shake your head, but back in 1927, biggest hero in the country was Charles Lindbergh, and that ticker tape parade was held. 1966, very important Supreme Court ruling, Miranda versus Arizona, that the police must inform suspects of their rights before questioning them. On this date in 1970, The Long and Winding Road became the Beatles' last number one song. On this date in 1997, Michael Jordan scored 39 points as the Chicago Bulls beat the Utah Jazz 90-86 to win their fifth NBA championship in 7 years. On this date in 2021, President Joe Biden had tea with Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. And on this date in 2022, flooding at Yellowstone National Park swept away a bridge and washed out roads. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Malcolm McDowell from A Clockwork Orange and Heroes is 81. Richard Thomas played John Boy on The Waltons is 73. Actor Tim Allen is 71. Actor Ally Sheedy from The Breakfast Club, St. Elmo's Fire, and other movies is 61. Sportscaster and TV personality Hannah Storm is 62. Actor Chris Evans of the Marvel films is 43. Kat Dennings, actress from Two Broke Girls, is 38 years old today. Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen each turn 38. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is LGBTQIA+ Awareness Day, Career Nursing Assistance Day. This one, I'm one of these. It's Cupcake Lovers Day.
Me too.
It is Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. I might be one of those as well. It is Random Acts of Light Day, Sewing Machine Day, Weed Your Garden Day, and World Softball Day. So all nice. You softball players, this is your day. I played softball for many years. Always had a lot of fun. So those are the special events being acknowledged today. All right. It is time. It is time for our number for the day.
All right.
And you're 1 for 3, right? 1 for 3 this week.
Yep.
So you're right where you need to be.
I missed one on Monday. I got one on Tuesday. And I missed yesterday's.
So
if I get today's right, I'll be over that
threshold
margin. So hopefully I can focus up.
Yeah, we give Ian 3 different choices every day, so he should get 1 out of 3 based on the numbers. So if he's above 33% for a week, it's a winning week. If he's below 33%, it's a losing week. And right now he's right at 33%, 1 out of 3. But our number for the day is the number of billionaires in America in 2024.
Oh, boy. That should be an interesting number.
The number of billionaires in America in 2024.
I have to remember how many zeros that is.
That's a lot of zeros. That's for sure. Is the correct answer 513? Is the correct answer 813? Is the correct answer 1113?
Number of
billionaires.
Billionaires.
So 513 in America.
Okay, just in America.
Just in America. 513 billionaires, 813 billionaires, 1113 billionaires.
Well, this is kind of a shot in the dark, but just in America, okay. I'm trying not to overthink this. I'm going to say B. I'm going to say 813. That's my final answer.
All right, the correct answer for the number of billionaires in America in 2024 is 813.
Nice.
So you are now officially over the threshold for the week, but we want you to be over the 50% threshold now. So
yes, tomorrow's a big day.
Tomorrow will be a big one. So you're 2 out of 4 so far this week. Good week so far. We'll try to make it a great week with a win tomorrow.
It's kind of surprising there's that many billionaires just in America alone.
I know. That says a
honestly,
lot right there.
I was
there.
Going between either A or B. I thought it was going to be like the smallest number or the middle number.
Well, you went with the right guess. So.
Yeah. If it was all good. Over the world, it probably would have been C.
Thanks to our guests today. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow for joining us. Brittany Merloa. Also, Jay Cricks and John Garcia from North Star Restoration and North Star Builds for North Star Knows. And finally, thanks as well to a very special guest here in the second hour from the D.C. Police Department, who was there on January the 6th of 2021, Daniel Hodges. Mm. So, Ian, have yourself a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody.
And again, final moments here for you to get that keyword for the day in. Again, for this hour, I should say, Sun. S-U-N. S-U-N, Sun. And now get your Civic Media app out. Bring up the Bull Falls radio page. Hit the text button. Send in Sun. Three letters. So simple. And then you'll be able to win an hourly prize, daily prize, even the grand prize. Tomorrow, we'll be back. Again, Mike Clemens will join us at 8:35. Tristan Wickland will be with us at 9:06. Paul Micklig will be with us at 9:20 as well. And Brittany at 8:20. So a lot of guests tomorrow again as well. Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next on WXC.